Podshow is pleased to bring you the following killer content direct from the all-new feature-rich podshow.com. Get it. Play it. Dig it.
Windy City Radio.
Gays and lesbians are all the rage. We're here and we're queer.
Windy City Radio.
Windy City Radio.
We're talking mega gay.
Ooh, I like that.
I'm Peter Maverick.
I'm Amy Matheny. Windy City Radio is brought to you in part by
Bud Light. Bud Light, always worth it. American Airlines, offering the GLBT community exciting vacation packages online at aavacations.com/rainbow. And LaSalle Bank. LaSalle Bank, making more possible.
Listening to Windy City Radio.
And the Windy City Queercast.
At WindyCityQueercast.com. I'm Amy Matheny.
And I'm Peter Maverick.
And hey, happy July.
Happy July.
We are there. I say July, you say July.
July.
So it's good. We've got a little something for everyone.
Yeah,
here.
A little from column A, a little from column B.
Yes, exactly. Wow. Yeah. It's our last month on FM, folks.
I can't even believe that we're here in July to begin with,
yeah.
But I can't even believe that we're leaving the FM airwaves for, we're going off the air and on the net.
That's right.
Yes.
Full time, full throttle.
And you're going to get twice.
Full throat.
Deep throat. You're going to get twice the shows.
Yeah.
Twice the shows. You're going to have us two times a week, and we're also going to sprinkle in little bits of goodness.
Yeah.
Here and there and
bonus,
everywhere.
Bonus interviews.
Anybody in this Chicago, anybody in the world, basically, who calls me can be on the show. No, we've just got, there are so many people that we're going to talk to that we're going to get. So many good people.
Yeah.
Voices you know, voices you don't know. Faces you know, faces you don't know.
It's fantastic.
I'm so excited. I love that the gay games are right around the corner, but I can't wait for them to get behind us because I've got so much to do.
We got a lot to do. And we're going to be covering the gay games during, on the Windy CityQueercast.com.
Yes.
So if you're coming to town, you're listening to our show, check out. We'll be telling you what's going on in the city
absolutely.
And what's going on with the games. And hey, folks, it's free. It takes two clicks of your button. And if you like listening to our past shows on Windy City Radio, if you check out our website now, it's so much simpler. It's so much faster. And the quality is so much better.
Yeah.
We're just full of goodness giving it to you.
We got all kinds of good stuff. And I want to tell people now you can comment on the shows. This is something new. You can just click in and make little comments. Just say, Peter, I hate you. Amy, I love you. Go ahead and say that. I won't be offended.
Go ahead.
I won't be offended.
Just express yourself.
Right. Express yourself. But definitely, WindyCityQueercast.com. Please check it out.
It's the new home.
The new show. Okay, so we had a show for the girls the other week with all these gorgeous women in here. But this week,
It's
all about the boys.
Cute and yummy, aren't we?
Two deliciously handsome men waiting for us in the green room.
We do. Live in the studio, the fabulous singer-songwriter. He is going to be a sensation all summer long, playing everywhere. Everywhere. He's playing everywhere. I mean,
including the gay games.
Wrigley Field, Grant Park. He's just everywhere. It's Dylan Rice. And Dylan has been a friend of our shows. I think Dylan was maybe on our first WCKG airing of Windy City Radio, if I'm not sure, within the first month, definitely. So it is apropos that he is here with us our last month. So we're thrilled to have Dylan Rice in with us at the studio, playing some music for us, telling us about his summer, because he's involved in some great events, including writing a song for the closing ceremonies at Wrigley Field for the gay games.
The gay got skills.
He's got
Mad
some skills.
Mad skills.
And he's cute.
Oh, adorable.
Another cute boy,
Brandon Daugherty.
He's with us live in the studio.
He is. He's here, and he's got the most beautiful smile. And he's with us from Catalyst Ranch. They're doing this fabulous Nupt Equality. It's a fashion and vendor showcase for gay marriage.
Hey.
That's so cool.
Because we would be having a showcase of a marriage.
Well, I mean, you know, you and me.
You know,
we wouldn't, but
we said that at one point that if the gays and lesbians really wanted to boycott the fact that we weren't allowed to get married, that like all the hairdressers, floor arrangers, wedding designers all go on strike.
They totally would.
And people would be having like cheese whiz on a Ritz.
And no nails, and no
some,
makeup.
Yeah, and some baby's breasts and some flowers from the jewel for their wedding
the
pieces.
The hostas from the yard. That's
the hostas from the yard. Be really bad. Everybody be like renting their tuxedos.
Totally.
If Armani and Vera Wang and these fabulous designers wouldn't design gowns for them.
But how wonderful that we've come all the way around and we have these wonderful industry sort of centric events where you can go and you can put a wedding together and you can see all this great stuff for the gay.
And it's couture.
Oh, we like that.
We like it.
Couture.
Exactly. You say it so much better than me. See, I'm from Tennessee.
Years
it's couture.
I've been practicing. It's couture. I love it. It's couture. It's a Versace.
I bought it. That's from Showgirls. I know that, girl.
Star Jones, honey.
Oh, what is
the
up with our showgirl?
If there's one woman in television you don't want to piss off,
it's Barbara Walters. Yeah.
And she pissed off Barbara. Girl, now I taped The View the very next day. No. I did not get the one where she said goodbye, but you can find it on YouTube. But I taped the one the next day.
Yeah.
She is gone. Her picture is gone.
Her name is gone.
Right away, the new titles, the whole intro was redone. There was some poor editor who was up all night because Barbara
said, their website too,
right,
I heard.
Right away, Barbara said, get her off now. And it was just, complete
dead
removal.
To me.
And then I saw that hussy talking on the television, don't talk trash about Barbara Walters. She was on Larry King saying some mean, mean things.
Now this makes me think that Lisa Ling, who went off to do National Geographic and was so happy about it, though, probably got fired.
Ooh,
like
you
maybe
think?
She got fired too. Yeah, there was a huge article on the Trip about it.
She obviously got hush money because Star is mad and didn't get any money. So, yeah, there's a lot of lying going on.
Star has a lot of attitude, but I don't know.
I want Barbara Walters to go on 2020 now and cry about it because it's her turn.
Yeah, I don't think she's going to cry. I don't think she's going to shed one damn tear over Star Jones Reynolds.
I want to see her go on Larry King. She was very cordial, though. She did say some things about what was going on The View, but it was so interesting. I'm thinking of all the women to get under their skin. Don't do that, girl. You ain't never going to work. You better go put your lawyer. Get your power suit and go back in the courtroom.
It's totally true, man. Oh, I don't watch anymore because I had the crush on Meredith Vieira and she's not on anymore.
I'm counting down to Rosie. I can't wait.
Yeah. Well, maybe I'll start watching it again. That would be fun. We'll have two dykes doing talk shows on TV.
That's delicious. I love it. It's good entertainment. And speaking of entertainment.
Yes.
We have so much good stuff to talk about in the entertainment world.
We do. But we do want to tell you, we have exciting giveaways tonight. I don't want to. And of course,
right.
Lennox McGee is with us, intern.
Lennox.
But hey, folks, we are giving away tickets to the sold-out show at Ravinia, Indigo Girls, July 14th. We'll tell you more about how you win. It's a little unique tonight. Indigo Girls, July 14th at Ravinia. We're sending you, and you cannot get these tickets. Totally sold out.
Gone.
So we've got a lot to talk about. Vendor showcase, weddings.
Music,
Dylan Rice,
playing
music,
the get fiddle. I'm
and
excited.
All of it's gay, gay, gay.
Woo-hoo!
Let's tell you what's going on in the entertainment scene. We'll be back right after this.
What if you could automatically receive a free copy of this radio show without even thinking about it? Well, now you can. Subscribe to the Windy City Queercast at WindyCityQueercast.com, the new home of Windy City Radio. You'll never miss a single episode of one of the longest-running GLBT radio shows in Chicago history. Visit WindyCityQueercast.com and subscribe for free. Windy City Queercast. Queer. And now.
Culture.
Club.
Culture.
Club.
Culture.
Club.
Theater. Music.
Dance.
Art.
Performance.
Provocative.
Hilarious.
Exciting.
Queer.
Innovative.
Campy.
Edgy.
Original.
Get some culture in your life.
Join the club.
This is Sunday, July 2nd. You're in the Culture Club.
Mid-Tangent Productions remounts its critically acclaimed A Midsummer Night's Dream, A Queer Tale in the fully air-conditioned kinetic playground across from the Aragon Ballroom. Steps from the Red Line, hailed by the Windy City Times as a moon dance for a marvelous night. Sit back, enjoy a cocktail, and watch 24 of Chicago's hottest actors, 9 heart-pounding dance numbers, and 1 raging war between the queen of all drag queens and her leather-clad king. Go to tix.com, keyword queer tale, or call 1-800-595-4849. 1-800-595-4TIX.
About Face Theater presents the play the New York Times calls the most intriguing new show of the summer. Mary Beth Peel and Monsieur Proust, written by Tony Award winner Mary Zimmerman and directed by Eric Rosen. The team behind 11 Rooms of Proust reunites for this spellbinding exploration of Marcel Proust's secret life, as seen through the eyes of his devoted housekeeper and confidant. Playing now through July 16th at the Steppenwolf Upstairs Theater, 312-335-1650 or visit aboutfacetheater.com.
Don't miss the dance event of the year, October 17th to 21st. The Harris Theater proudly hosts the first Chicago appearance of New York City Ballet in over 25 years. See the incomparable 90-member company in full orchestra in three programs with 10 consummate works, from signature pieces by George Balanchine, Jerome Robbins, to bold new works by Ulysses Dove and Peter Martins. Tickets are going fast. Call the Harris Theater at 312-334-7777 or visit harristheater.org today. Use code Harris for $10 off.
And for more Culture Club, see Windy City Times.
At the 25th annual Perfect. Putnam County Spelling Bee, my parents keep on telling me, just being here is winning.
What does it take to get into the 25th annual Putnam County Spelling Bee? It takes confidence.
I'm taking it all. You're all going down.
It takes dedication.
I only sleep 3 hours a night.
It takes family values.
I'd just like to thank my fathers for teaching me that being an adopted, half-Jewish, mixed-race child with two gay dads is all it's cracked up to be.
And now, it only takes one phone call to get into Chicago's very own production of Broadway's Tony Award-winning musical comedy. Spelling Bee is now playing at the Drury Lane Theater, Water Tower Place. So call 312-902-1400 or go to Broadway in Chicago. Today.
Putnam County Spelling.
Diplomat Pharmacy introduces the HIV/AIDS Care Pack. It puts the right dose at your fingertips. Each pill cup contains all the pills you need at no extra charge. Call Diplomat toll-free at 866-500-6500. That's 866-500-6500. Or check out DiplomatPharmacy.com for more info.
Live in the studio.
Woo! All right.
What's up?
How are you, Dylan?
Hey. Great.
You're like the hardest working gay in show business this summer.
I need to take a vacation very soon.
You've got like
I'm having
all
a lot of fun.
The...
But
your calendar must have be like completely inked up with
it,
like
it
everything.
Is. It's like chicken scratches. And,
is it?
And, yeah. I'll get it for you.
It's fabulous. I mean, you have a lot of gigs coming up. And I mean, am I right? You were like one of our first guests in Wendy City Radio.
It was around the beginning. I can't remember. Yeah. It was
very, very early. And your career has just taken off. You have been mentioned in all the national magazines.
Yeah.
You've been out there playing and new CDs since that time.
Yeah.
And tell everybody about the CD and how people can get your
Now I'm sold out of the first run, but it's you can get it on iTunes, Rhapsody or Napster, and the CD is called Wandering Eyes. And I'm actually I'm gonna be doing a reprinting very soon, but right now you have to get on digital. And then I'm in the studio working on my next one, which is
fabulous.
My new love.
How's that going?
It's going really well.
Is this a happy CD? You have a lot to be happy about.
I'm a miserable, miserable man. I would say it's about as happy as the last one. How about that? There's some tongue in cheek fun stuff.
Yeah.
There's some bleeding heart stuff. You know, it wouldn't be me if there weren't a little blood coming out of the heart.
No, because you have that ache in your little voice that just, to me, I mean, I always say, you know, you're like the gay Chris Isaac, but you have
he's the straight Dylan Rice.
Yeah.
Don't forget that.
Get it right, yeah, Amy Matheny. Yeah.
But you do. You have lovely, beautiful little achy quality that's kind of a Bono, kind of a Chris Isaac-y quality that I love. Well, you're playing The Taste, which I know Peter was getting a little dessert at The Taste tonight before he came here.
Chocolate.
Was it on a stick?
No, it was one of those big...
I mean, usually everything's on a stick.
One of those big, giant strawberries in the patch of chocolate. It was really, really good.
Why didn't you bring me one?
I bought two and I ate both of them. I'm sorry, Amy.
It's okay. He still loves me, Dylan. He really does.
I gotta feed my girl spurt.
He really does. But you're playing Taste next Saturday.
Yeah, Saturday the 8th at 3 o'clock at the Illinois Lotto stage. So play some Lotto, then come see me.
Somebody got a Lotto.
Afterwards,
I mean, I love that so much stuff is free in the summer for the city. So it is free at Grant Park at the Taste. And then you've got, you have got a two-day weekend that is just like running a marathon.
Yeah. 3 gigs in 24 hours.
And no speaking at any other moment during that time, only singing.
Yeah, I think it's going to be like I'll have to sing for my, you know, double tall latte or something in the morning.
So you're starting out the whole thing at Jackhammer, which is I'm starting it out
Millennium Park. It's part of their Silk Road series. It's called Rainbow Visions. It's a bunch. Actually, it's a showcase. We're just doing a couple songs. There's a bunch of groups. You should come out for that. It's going to be at the Peristyle corner of Randolph and Michigan at noon.
Yeah.
And then Jackhammer is that night, which will be a completely different...
The Flesh Hungry Dog show,
yeah,
which
like
we
I'm
love.
Going from like very austere, you know, regal, like...
Millennium Park
to a leather bar.
Yeah.
So, hey,
and
I'm
then you're finishing it off in like kind of the frat boy capital of the world, Wrigley Field.
Yeah.
You're literally like singing to like possibly the Blue Hairs, the Leather Daddies, and the frat boy kind of contingent all in the same.
I never thought about that, Amy.
You know,
that's great.
Like the old gays.
Every
the
color of the
gays.
Rainbow is going to get a little bit of Dylan that weekend.
But it's really exciting, this thing that's happening, the closing ceremonies, the gay games.
Yeah.
Tell everybody about your part in this event, in this ceremony, because it's really, you're really kind of the ringleader of the whole Chicago contingent.
Yeah, you know, I was, I wrote a song, which was my sort of gay We Are the Champions, called The Faces of Victory, and I asked Chuck Panazzo, bass player of Styx, if he'd be interested in recording the song with me, and then... You know, and if the Gay Games Committee was interested, if you'd want to perform it with me sometime during the Gay Games, and I didn't know what was going to happen, and next thing I know, I'm getting a call, and they want us to perform the song at the closing ceremonies. Can Chuck do it? And they're like, can you make it like a We Are the World of Chicago Gay Rock or something?
Wow.
Yes. So, and I don't know if everyone here knows that Amy is going to sing with me.
I am going to sing
with
you.
I just outed you singing.
You did just out me.
Boom.
Okay. I want to be like, where's Waldo? Like, you don't know where I am, so you're really going to have to look for me.
Wait, we should dress you in vines. We can just put you against the wall, and then you can emerge from the wall.
Can we have, like, where'sAmy.net and have, like, a webcam or something?
That would be great. Peter, get on that. That could be on our webcast.
Another website.
Yes, Linux. Oh my God. The intern, he'll create it.
Yeah.
No, I'm very excited. There's a lot of great singers. I'm in, in amazing company up there with you.
We have Scott Free. We have Beasley Phillips. We have Andrea Bunch, Aaron Tedesco, Ellen Rosner, Ripley Kane. List goes on and on.
Jinx.
Jinx Titanic. Nicole Wells. It's going to be so much fun.
Yeah.
So
and it's a great band. Song. Yeah. And actually, folks can hear the song now. Tell everybody about that.
Yes. Yeah. Just last week, it went live on iTunes. It's also going to be on Napster and Rhapsody as well. It's right now, it's a digital only single.
Yeah.
So, when you wrote it, what brought you to write it? I mean, you said, oh, okay, I'm going to sit down and write this.
I heard the Gay Games were coming to Chicago, and I was just thinking I'd like to be a part of it or do something with it. And, I felt like, you know, if Freddie Mercury were alive, you know, what would he write? I think he would write the gay rock anthem.
Yeah.
You know? And I think, you know, I just like all the testosterone.
It's a great...
I'm biased. I'm a gay man. Yeah. That's what I was thinking about.
But Amy loves it, so...
I love it, though. I think it's a really great song.
Thank
you. And I think what we should do is once we've you know, sung it and it becomes like this thing that everybody wants, you know, we can do kind of the We Are the World, video for it in the studio.
Nice.
And
let's do it. Come on.
We'll let Peter and Lennox, like, produce the whole video.
I'll do it.
We'll sell it to Logo. And I want to, you know, I could do the Bette Midler bit about Eisteenix LaToya. She was wearing a headband. Prince was there.
I just want sunglasses to just stand in the back row. That's all I want. Yeah.
Yeah.
That'll be okay.
It would be really fabulous and fun.
Oh.
We could just have some random people in the background who don't actually really even sing, but are just there, like, you know.
Bring them on.
Chicago.
Let's do it.
Personas.
The more, the better.
I think it'd be fun.
Yeah.
I think it'd be fun.
It's like a wall of sound.
Yeah.
Take over.
Well, Dylan, you have an amazing amount of stuff. You've got a website, right?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Tell us.
It's dylanrice.com, DYLANRICE.
And all this is on there, folks. Go and check out Dylan if you've not seen him play live. He's got his full band with him almost the entire summer. And then all of these Chicago artists at the closing ceremonies at Wrigley Field. And you should be there. 3:00 in the afternoon. It's going to be a great day, hopefully in the sun.
Yeah.
And
the website for the Gay Games is gaygameschicago.org.
Yes.
Yeah.
You can get tickets through that website.
gaygameschicago.org. And there's lots of amazing people singing that night.
Oh, yeah.
There's who all is that night?
Cyndi Lauper.
Cyndi Lauper.
Jodie
Watley, I think, is that night. And Christine W. I mean, it's a huge amount of people. Yeah.
I kind of want to meet Cyndi Lauper. I don't know if she'll be available to meet.
She's lovely.
Have you met her? Okay,
yeah,
good.
She's really lovely.
Because I want to tell her
tiny too.
That I used to dance to her record, Girls Just Want to Have Fun.
Used to. Don't lie. You still do.
With my best friend down the street, a girl I was friends with, and I wanted to be Cyndi Lauper. So I feel like... This is like full circle
it
or something
is,
like
baby.
That.
It is, baby. It's totally full circle.
Yeah.
Why don't you dye your
it.
Hair white for this event in honor of her? I think you should have like
I'm
the
not
crazy
pale
hair.
Enough, you know.
Get that crazy hair like
Silver.
Her.
Yeah.
DylanRice.com. Check it out. Get his CD. You can listen to the tracks, of course, if you go to iTunes or Napster or what's the other one? See, I'm not so...
Rhapsody.
There
and
you
music
go.
Net.
And MusicNet.
And MusicNet.
Yeah.
And you can listen to... And hey, you brought in a little bit of Faces of Victory
for
us.
Yes, you can hear a sample snippet
Excellent.
Of the song.
So we're going to play a little Dylan Rice. Come check him out at all his gigs. Check out DylanRice.com. This is the Faces of Victory.
Come together with dignity. Bud Light presents Real Men of Genius.
Real Men of Genius.
Today we salute you, Mr. Male Fur Coat Wearer.
Mr. Male Fur Coat Wearer.
Perhaps fashion's greatest mystery. What makes a big strong man say, I think I need a new fur coat?
I don't know.
The very height of political incorrectness. Nothing says, I could give a rat's rear end like a man in a floor-length chinchilla.
I'm taking no prisoners.
A look that's half street pimp, half Ad Ester, and full-on fur-tastic. Sure, it's gauche, but you don't spend more on your coat than your car, not to be noticed.
Look at me.
So crack open a nice cold Bud Light, Mr. Male Fur Coat Wearer, because it takes a real man to wear a lady's coat.
Mr. Male Fur Coat Wearer.
Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Culture Club. Culture Club. Culture Club.
Theater.
Music.
Dance.
Art.
Performance.
Provocative.
Hilarious.
Exciting.
Weird.
Innovative. Campy.
Edgy.
Original.
Get some culture in your life.
Join the club.
This is Sunday, July 2nd, 2006, and you are in the Culture Club.
About Face Theater proudly presents the About Face Theater Youth Project in the Home Project. Based on interviews with hundreds of LGBT youth, the Home Project explores the meaning of home and homelessness in this astonishing original play. Limited engagement starts July 6th this week at Victory Gardens Theater, upstairs main stage. Call 773-871-3000 or visit aboutfacetheater.com.
Have you seen The Freaks yet? Come see Bohemian Theater Ensemble's Jeff-recommended production of Sideshow at Theater Building Chicago. Critics are raving. The Sun-Times says there is never a dull moment in this Sideshow. And it's selling out, so get your tickets now for the musical experience of the summer that the Tribune says is inarguably the best non-equity musical staged here in years.
I saw it. It is. It's fantastic.
Sounds freaky. For tickets to Sideshow, call Theater Building at 773-327-5252.
Andrea Markovici, the premier cabaret performer in the world, whom People magazine called a torch singer, spellbinder, heartbreaker, brings her most requested show, I'll Be Seeing You, Love Songs of World War II, to Steppenwolf's Traffic Series for one night only, Monday, July 17th. Don't miss this rare opportunity to catch Markovici in such an intimate setting. Call 312-335-1650 or visit steppenwolf.org.
And as always, for more Culture Club, see the Windy City Times.
Ow! 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 Ow!
And you are listening to Windy City Radio.
And WindyCityQueercast.com.
I'm Amy Matheny.
And I'm Peter Maverick, and we are joined now by Lennox the Intern.
Hello.
Lovely Lennox McGee. Hold on, we don't have you on yet.
Can you hear me?
There you are.
Can you hear me now?
Can you hear me now?
How are you guys?
I'm good. Oh, hey, baby. Happy 4th.
I am happy 4th. I am pride out.
You're pride,
he's pride,
pride
out. He's got a band-aid on his forehead.
I've been partying so much, it's been crazy.
You've got a band-aid on your forehead.
I know, I had my hand on the table at home.
Yeah.
Did you see the parade?
I did not go to the parade. I was sleeping, but I did go to the parade. Did you guys go to the parade?
No.
Well, I live next door to the parade, so
like
I ate pizza and drank iced tea and watched the parade go by. It was fabulous.
No, I did not go. No. I didn't go.
Tis, Amy.
I you know what? I'm gay 364 days out of the year. Let the amateurs try it out for one day. That's what I have to say about that.
Oh, but we love you anyway.
Look, I know. I love the parade.
Windy City Black Pride. So I was busy all weekend.
How was it?
It was awesome.
Was it proud? Was it black?
Yeah, it was very black.
Black.
That's the new word.
That's a new one. Spread it around.
It's like that new Coca-Cola. B-L-A-K. Black Cola.
That's what the kids are saying.
Brack.
It's so funny. I have a band-aid on my head, and Peter's like, you should get the black people's band-aid.
I know, because you walk in, and I was like, girl, there's a paillette on your forehead. But, you know, it's a band-aid.
It's funny. I saw that yesterday in the store, and I was like, they have black people's?
Right,
black
and now you know why.
Right, exactly.
It looks like you, like, hit yourself maybe with, like, Sharon Stone got in touch with you with, like, an ice pick or something. It's just like this little tiny dot. on your head.
Is there a good story behind that?
No,
it's just in my head. Yeah.
On a coffee table. He was drunk, obviously. Our intern's getting high. We're not giving him enough time to do things.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my
Well, because I had a pack week last week and this week, I think
he got dizzy in time.
Your facilities are a little disabled at the moment.
Right, exactly.
I feel you.
This weekend, or this week, Wednesday, I'm going to go and get a facial and... massage and all those good things. And this is a great salon I found called Chicago Male Salon. They do hair, body, and wax. And
they
so waxing would be perfect for the gay games.
They will wax you.
There you go.
They will wax you wherever you ask them to wax you.
Really?
Yes, because I've been
Peter
there
knows.
And I've got it done there.
Where have you gotten waxed?
Everything. From navel to knees.
Whoa.
Wow.
Yes.
Peter, you're more man than I knew.
We are going
changing my tire.
We're gonna do like a little segment where we both get waxed and we're gonna record the sound
live.
Look at Amy.
God, thank you for making me blonde and fair. I'm not getting waxed in any nether regions.
Yeah.
I have a lot of straight girlfriends who get the little Brazilian thing and it terrifies
me.
I had my leg slung over some sort of Slavic woman's shoulders and she was okay, now it's going to hurt. Yeah, it was good. But yes,
Peter,
I've been there before. Look, she's out holding up her arms. And
it makes me hurt. But I'm very excited for Lennox having a
yes.
baby.
Yes, this is.
But
this
you're so smooth, Lennox. Look at you.
That's because he gets waxed regularly.
All right. I don't want to see your ass now. I don't want to know. He's got to get ready for the summertime.
Yes.
Yeah, definitely. So their website is chicagomalesalon.com, and they're located on 3418 North Hosted.
Yep.
So go treat yourself this week. You've been prying out.
There you
drunk,
go.
All
there
that
you
kind
go.
Of stuff this week. So have some
fantastic,
fun.
Lennox.
Thank
you. Lennox is it 22 years old? How old are you?
24.
24 years old. Worry about how aged he looks after a weekend of gay pride.
That's okay.
Me at 23, I have no worries about that whatsoever. Mm. I drink lots of water and no alcohol. This is how you look young. This is how you look 23 when you're 68.
You are so not 23. And
I am 68, and though.
She looks it.
I look 68. No, I look 23.
Mish Mathener.
Maybe 28. Hey, girl, I'd be on this golf course. It's going, hello, doll.
Oh, my
Come
goodness.
Come over. Send me the beverage,
on the
girl.
Golf course.
Lennox McGee, thank you so much.
Thank you, Lennox.
The lovely Lennox this week will not be accepting your calls for prizes.
No, because...
we have a whole new way of doing things around here.
Absolutely. We're getting you started already. We're getting you used to us going off the air and on the net.
Off the air and on the net at WindyCityQueerCast.com, our free podcast, which you'll be able to hear multiple times in a week. And it's free.
Free.
With me and Peter and Lennox and fabulous people.
Fabulous.
And, and so what we want you to start doing is emailing now if you want to win our tickets.
Yep.
And our promotions director does a drawing.
Yep.
So her email is wcmgpromo@aol.com. That's WCMG, Windy City Media Group, promo, P-R-O-M-O, like homo, WCMGpromo@aol.com. And this week we're giving away two pairs of tickets to the Indigo Girls at Ravinia July 14th. This is a sold out show and we're sending you, it's the only way you can get tickets. And come on, what's gayer than being a lesbian sitting on the lawn at the Indigo Girls?
And Amy and, what's her name? Amy and...
Emily.
Emily. Amy and Emily.
They're fabulous. And I, gay men might want to win this too. And some straights out there. We hope that you might want to win it because they're popular little singers. The Indigo
Girls. Absolutely. So WCMGpromo@AOL.com. Go ahead and put... the Indigo Girls in the subject, Indigo Girls promo, that's pretty important.
Yeah.
So make sure you drop that in your little email, and we're going to enter your pretty little names in the drawing.
Yeah.
And
you
gonna...
have to be entered by this Friday, I think, to win. So enter by this Friday, which would be July the 7th.
Uh-huh.
Is that right?
Sounds
July
right
7th,
me.
And we'll do a drawing, and you'll be notified on Friday or the weekend.
Yep.
So there you go. That's how that works.
Bang.
We're taking a quick break. We're going to be back with Brandon Daugherty. Brandon's going to talk about...
He's
going
to talk to us about the Nuptiquality Fashion and Vendor Showcase coming up, which will be celebrating fashion and services for same-sex ceremonies. All kinds of good stuff. You want a cake, you want a dress, you want... Oh, we got it all at this lovely, lovely, lovely thing going on, put out by the people at CatalystRanchEvents.com. So we'll talk to you soon.
Right after this.
At the 25th Annual...
take to
get into the 25th annual Putnam County Spelling Bee, it takes confidence.
I'm taking it all. You're all going down.
It takes dedication.
I only sleep 3 hours a night.
It takes family values.
I'd just like to thank my fathers for teaching me that being an adopted, half-Jewish, mixed-race child with two gay dads is all it's cracked up to be.
And now, it only takes one phone call to get into Chicago's very own production of Broadway's Tony Award-winning musical comedy. Spelling Bee is now playing at the Drury Lane Theater, Water Tower Place. So call 312-902-1400 or go to Broadway in Chicago. Today.
Putnam County Spelling Bee.
What if you could automatically receive a free copy of this radio show without even thinking about it? Well, now you can. Subscribe to the Windy City Queercast at WindyCityQueercast.com, the new home of Windy City Radio. You'll never miss a single episode of one of the longest-running GLBT radio shows in Chicago history. Visit WindyCityQueercast.com and subscribe for free. Windy City Queercast. Queer. And now.
Thank you, parents. We hope you enjoyed the fifth graders' orchestra recital.
What if wherever you went, you got more than you were expecting?
Hi, Daddy!
Hey, thanks for watching the kids.
Anytime.
How were they?
Good.
No problems?
Nope. Oh, and I taught Noah his multiplication tables, and I've got Wendy reading Shakespeare.
At LaSalle Bank, we think more is precisely what you should expect. More responsiveness, more service, more convenience. In a word, more.
Hey, Billy?
Hi, Mr. Schmidt.
What are you doing in the bushes?
Oh, I was getting your newspaper.
My newspaper?
Yeah, I must have been off balance when I threw it, and I totally missed the porch.
Oh.
I just didn't want you to have to go looking for it.
Thanks, Billy.
And with any luck, our philosophy will catch on everywhere. LaSalle Bank, making more possible. LaSalle Bank N.A., member FDIC.
And you are listening to Windy City Radio.
And WindyCityQueercast.com.
And I'm Amy Matheny.
And I'm Peter Maverick. And we are joined by the delicious and gorgeous. I know, I just wanted to make him smile again because he's got the most beautiful smile.
That's a nice intro.
He's so adorable. The delicious Brennan. How do you say your last name? Because I think we've butchered it a million times.
It's okay. It's Docherty.
Docherty. Docherty. Yeah. So I should have asked.
The proper Irish pronunciation.
I knew the name. I saw the name. I was
like Dockers.
It's the Irish.
That's cute.
I haven't seen his jeans. Well, I have, but
no,
not the next one. Anyway, Brennan is joining us to talk about this wonderful vendor showcase coming up in association with all this good stuff happening around Gay Games Time. Tell us a little bit about what.
Well, it's the NUPT Equality Fashion and Vendor Showcase. It is a fashion and vendor showcase committed specifically to commitment ceremonies and same-sex ceremonies. So it's going to be held. It's being hosted by the company I work for, which is Catalyst Ranch. Mm-hmm. We are a creative meetings and events facility in the West Loop, and the majority of the proceeds are going to be going to benefit Lambda Legal. So going to a really good cause.
Oh, really good. For people who don't know about Lambda Legal, they provide legal services to GLBT people who need help based on being discriminated against for being GLBT or housing or job or child, custody, everything.
And obviously one of their biggest issues right now is gay marriage. So
absolutely.
I thought it was a perfect fit for us.
So talk to me about Catalyst Ranch. Like, what exactly is a meeting and events? What did you say? A meeting and events?
It's a meeting and events. It's a creative and unique meeting and events facility.
Because I've been to your website, which is what?
It's CatalystRanch.com.
Okay.
And then if you want to look at information about NUPT Equality, you can go to CatalystRanchEvents.com.
Okay.
So basically the reason we're open in 2002, primarily as a offsite meeting space for corporate companies to come in. A lot of Fortune 500s come in. They do a lot of creative brainstorming, ideation, and things like that. So it's a very unique creative space where people come in and basically just play.
Yeah.
And let the creative juices flow. The nice thing about the space is that it's very different from the drab hotels and conference centers and things like that, where you can have a typical banquet or wedding that can be very humdrum and just saw this one last weekend, the weekend before.
Yeah, even in an office setting, it just feels like you're in another office.
Exactly, a conference room.
Yeah.
Right. So we're all about colorful walls. We're all about, you know, every color of the freaking rainbow. but we combine that all with vintage furnishings. Everything's very comfy and cool. A lot of pillows and plants and
things. It's very loungy feeling. It feels like people should be having martinis and talking
shop.
It is.
Absolutely. That is what it is. And, but then we also combine the sort of American vintage feel with, artwork and fun stuff from all around the world. So it's a really unique design concept.
Are there slinkies? Cause I like slinkies.
Tons. Okay, there's slinkies and Play-Doh and pipe cleaners and everywhere. So it's so cool.
I love that.
But, we've noticed in the last, primarily we're open for meetings, but it's also a great event space as well. So we've held some really, really fun parties.
Now, how many people can you hold? Is it one facility or are they broken up into...
It's one facility. We have two floors and a total of five rooms.
Okay.
So we can do up to 200 people for a cocktail reception. We can do about 125 for like a sit-down...
Dinner, whatever.
Exactly. And,
what a great space.
It's great. It's so much fun. And it's probably the most unique events facility in Chicago, we like to say.
Yeah, absolutely.
Not scientifically proven, but we like to think so. And we've also noticed that in the last 2 years, we've had a lot of gay couples coming to us and saying, we are looking for a cool, unique, fun space to have our commitment ceremony. We've been to other places where... You know, we've been to some hotels in the city that have said, you know, great, fine, we'll do it if you want to do it, blah, 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 blah. And just haven't really felt like they've been treated as openly and wonderfully as a, you know, a straight couple would have been treated. So,
yeah.
So they seem to find us a nice match for them, and we love it.
That's fantastic. Now, what is a vendor showcase?
Well, the highlight of the entire evening is going to be the fashion show, which is going to be a total vintage design collection by Dame Couture and Elda De La Rosa. So
he says that very well.
He does.
Couture.
He
I heard
say
you guys...
the word too. Yay.
I sound like I'm sneezing. Couture.
Well, I'm from West Virginia, so I'm with you. I mean, I had to
Peter
work on it.
Peter says it really well. If you'd like him to record it, he could just record himself saying it. Say it,
Dame
Peter.
Couture.
How are you so sexy for a gay man and me a lesbian? I love coming to work.
It's because she's got a lot of testosterone in her over there.
I do.
I push your testosterone bones.
You do.
So it's going to be the fashion show, which is going to be the absolute highlight. Dame Couture is putting together these amazing, they took all these vintage suits. They've completely reworked them.
Oh, wow.
And for men or women.
Yeah.
And so they're going to be just awesome. And Elda De La Rosa, who is just absolutely brilliant. She's a local designer up in Edgewater. She just put together a fantastic collection of women's couture that's just great.
Does she have a storefront on Clark?
On Sheridan, in the big pink building.
Yes. I knew I'd seen
Fabulous.
The name or something great like that. So it's good that there's local folk.
There's
going to
be local
there.
Folk,
so
exactly.
In addition to clothing, what other vendors are going to be?
We have 10 caterers lined up.
Wow.
We have
the
florists.
Like I said, if we all boycotted, there'd be no more weddings.
None of us.
In America, period.
Not going
it's
on.
A huge market. I cannot believe that other people aren't going after it.
The press corps White House dinner wouldn't happen if there were no gays.
Exactly.
Come on.
Exactly. So, there's going to be, we've got caterers, we've got photographers, we've got florists, we've got chocolatiers, we've got patisserie chefs, we've got stationers to do your invitations. We've got everything you could ever need for your wedding. So it's absolutely brilliant.
This should be an annual thing, kind of like all the straight brides like getting excited about like the certain issue of Bride magazine or something like where they get all their little tips. Like this should be like the annual thing that gays and lesbians have every year. I hope this thing
That's
is
what
a huge
we're hoping.
Success
well, yeah.
for you.
We're calling it the first annual and we're hoping that you know, if we have a great response to it, it will continue. And the other great thing about it too is since everything is going to Lambda Legal, we're also holding a drawing that night.
Oh.
So if you make a $50 donation to Lambda Legal, you will be entered in for a drawing to win an entire wedding package at Catalyst Ranch, complete with everything. So for $50, you could have your entire wedding.
See, I would go, but it sounds like everybody there is going to be sort of hitched up with people. And
no, well, you never. But people like to bring their friends and family because they want to show them everything.
And you know, like a couple of lesbians might bring like their best gay friend who has taste. Right.
Well,
like
if there's chocolate, I'm going to be there. That's I'm right there.
Chocolate cocktails and homosexuals. Hey.
And the other thing,
push buttons.
The other thing to bear in mind is it's going to be on Saturday, July 22nd. It's going to be in the evening, so. The gay games closing ceremonies are that afternoon. So
look at this. It's a whole day of gayness you can have right
yes,
there.
A day
right
of
there.
Gay.
You can come hear Dylan sing and then just, you know, saunter onto the Catalyst Ranch. Well, this may be my day. You two may have just planned my day, Dylan Rice and Brandon Daugherty. I may just be going to Soldier to Wrigley Field, sing a little bit, and then go.
Sing a little bit at Wrigley Field. Like it's nothing.
Yeah, exactly. And then John over and
take my girlfriend.
You plan your wedding.
My big thing is always that I just want to be registered. I've told my family that at my age, because I've now gone to like almost my last cousin's wedding, you know, and I'm like,
it's your turn to get some of it back.
To have the announcement that says, I am this amount of years old. I have never been married. I've never asked you for anything. This is where I am registered. I am registered at Crate and Barrel. I am registered.
Didn't Carrie do that on Sex in the City?
I'm telling
Didn't
you,
she?
I may do it.
I think she did, actually.
I think she did. That's how she got those shoes.
My idea, because I'm telling you, I've been saying this for years that if I'm not going to be able to get married, then I'm just going to register.
We should just get married together.
Things. I want the gun that they get to walk through the store with and just kind of like press the barcode.
Yes.
I want it.
I want that
too. So Catalyst Ranch, that's a new thing. When y'all are down to your fifth annual, I hope you electronic the whole thing. And then you can just have come. Yeah.
I want that catered.
Big catalogs.
Yeah, but have
stuff,
a tasteful gun that's not pink because the boys don't like to use the pink one. Well, some
I don't care what it is, honey. If it's pointing at Baccarat and Linux and you know, and Linux China like our intern, you know.
It'll be white and diamond studded.
That's right. Yes. And Cartier, I'm all for it. Armani.
I want the croquet set. Beep.
Yeah, that's right.
Absolutely.
I'm going to buy everything from the Sharper image, you know. Because by this age, man. I actually have dishes. I don't actually need that. I want
all of mine finally match. So,
I need all the extra stuff. So once again, this event is July 22nd, Saturday evening from 7 to 11.
That's
easy
right.
to remember at the Catalyst Ranch, which is where?
It's at 656 West Randolph. So we're in the West Loop.
Yes.
And if you want to order tickets, you can call 312-207-1710, or you can go to the website, which is catalystranchevents.com.
And we should say once again, Catalyst is like, you know, a thing that starts something. C-A-T-A-L-Y-S-T.
That's
WindyCityQueercast.com. All the links will be there for you.
Oh, look at that. We'll
all will be
on
there
our website.
For you.
It's all there.
All will be there
just check
for
out
you.
Our website. It's all easy. We'll just connect
right
you. We're connectors.
I love that.
Brandon, thank you so much.
Oh, thank you,
guys. And I hope
this
is a huge success. And if you can't come out, it sounds like you could still maybe buy that little $50 Lambda ticket.
Oh, absolutely. Give me a call. I'll definitely hook you up.
There you go. Mm-hmm. And maybe you'll win a whole wedding. Then you just got to find the bride or the groom.
Oh, I've been trying for many years.
I'm with you, sister.
It's a fabulous thing. Brandon, thanks so much.
Thank
Check
you.
Out
welcome.
CatalystRanch.com or CatalystRanchEvents.com, and we hope to see you there. Hey, folks, what a big show, Peter Maverick.
It's done. I don't want it to be over.
It goes so fast.
No.
It really always does. But we want to thank Maiderville Studios, and we want to thank Nat, who's been on the board with us tonight. Thank you, Nat. He's no longer Windy City Radio Virgin. It happens to the best of them. And Lennox, our intern, and our promotions director, Kathleen Ulm. And you can listen to our shows and all of our unique podcasts now at WindyCityQueercast.com. And we want to thank our advertisers because we want you to support them because they support
Absolutely.
Us. And tell them what's next week.
Oh, my God. Next week coming up, we've got Linda Etter.
Yeah, we do.
Coming on the show.
More
on the gay games because they're right around the corner, folks.
Absolutely.
They're right around the corner. Ooh, we got a little disco.
You know,
I went to
this?
Disco night. This, Lennox, listen up, baby. This is Betty White. This is your disco education. You need to have it, honey. This is part of the gay card.
And this program is brought to you in part by Bud Light. Bud Light, always worth it.
And American Airlines, offering GLBT vacation packages at aavacations.com/rainbow.
And LaSalle Bank. LaSalle Bank, making more possible. Well, that's our show for this week. I'm Amy Matheny.
And I'm Peter Maverick, the queer in your ear. Tune in next week at 10 p.m. for Windy City Radio, the voice of the queer community here on WCKG 105.9 Free FM.
And we're only on 3 more weeks, folks. But don't wait. We're moving exclusively to podcasts. hosting. So subscribe now for our free Queercast.
At WindyCityQueercast.com, where you can hear this show and others. Once again, folks, WindyCityQueercast.com. Check it out.
Have a great 4th of July.
Get this podcast and more great ones like it on the High Performance Podcast Delivery Network from Podshow and Limelight Networks.
I love it.